This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Triple Crown Royal. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Driving under the influence is one thing, but how about when you're under the influence of three things? Can they throw the book at you three times? Randy ran into another car with his pickup truck, killing the driver. Turned out his blood alcohol was 0.35, more than three times the legal limit. He also tested positive for cocaine and for marijuana. A jury deadlocked on a vehicular homicide charge, but convicted him of reckless driving and three separate counts of driving under, and a court sentenced him to 48 months in prison. Randy appealed, arguing just because he was under the influence of three different substances didn't mean he could be convicted three times for one crime. And the court agreed, stating the legislature did not intend to criminalize as a separate offense the various substances the accused was under the influence of at the time. And the law merely defined different modes of committing the same offense. So when you're under the influence of cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol, it may be a deadly cocktail, but it's really just one for the road. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.